It's time now for a Tiny Desert Concert. This is a series where we bring local Arizona bands and musicians into our KJZZ studios to play a couple of songs and talk about their music. Today, we hear from Kolejanka, a four-musician band fronted by Christina Moore. Her former band, Foreign Language, performed for us a couple of years ago. She fondly describes that band as an infant version of what she really wanted to do musically. With Kolejanka, her ideas have come to fruition. Moore grew up listening and playing traditional Polish and folk music, and those rhythms and patterns are deeply ingrained in how she writes today. If you listen closely, you might hear the ghost of that folk music whispering in the chords. Now, Moore is pushing beyond what she thought she could do, and she says she's more comfortable as a musician. I started off our conversation by asking her about the meaning of the band's name, Kolejanka.
So if you look it up online, it's like the direct translation is colleague. If you talk to a person who is a native Polish speaker, it sort of means more like a friend that you kind of hang out with or maybe get drinks with, but it's not an acquaintance and it's not like a best friend. It's something kind of like in between where like they probably don't know a lot about your personal life, but like you have a good time.
Why pick that as the band name? What's behind that?
When I started this project, I was focused a lot on this time in my life where I was trying to deconstruct my conditioning of my relationships or my sociability towards other women, that like there's a lot of conditioned competition and not a lot of like camaraderie. And so when the project started, it was like a lot of like writing focus on ridding my life of that kind of competition with people who I should identify with the most.
I think I hear that in a couple of the songs that you're going to play for us. In the song Posture Revisited, when I read the lyrics to this and listened, it seems to be that you're talking about sort of pushing against or feeling that you are pushing against some of these boundaries that are drawn by someone else or by society. Is that what you're getting at here?
Yeah, that one is kind of like an interpersonal relationship that I had, and then also like this idea of how to define one's place in a partnership, how to define one's place in a public space when you live in a certain body, and how other people define you, and that kind of dissonance between the two.
Does that also apply to you, you think, on stage? Like being a front woman with a guitar in a band of mostly women and writing about those themes?
Yeah, oh my God. And like when I first started playing guitar, I had to perform a role because I was so terrified of being loud. I had never been loud before.
So it sounds like Kolejanka, like if that's referring to this female competitiveness that seems innate in what we do, it seems like, ironically, the band has kind of done the opposite for you in your life.
Oh, totally. And I've had like multiple conversations in the time that I started this project with women who were musicians where we talked about competing with each other. Now, I did a lot of work. We all did a lot of work back then to disengage from that. And now it's like, I don't experience that anymore. And it is camaraderie. And it's like everything about that name came full circle in introducing these like beautiful people into my band and feeling like I'm so proud of them. We're all proud of each other.
All right. So you're going to play a song for us now. What's it called?
This one's called Posture Revisited.
Running on your time.
So this is a new album. It's called Disengagement. This is your second album with this group. And in your first album, you didn't have a live drum set, right? It was a drum machine. It was just three of you. It sounds like you've gotten more aggressive, maybe a little louder.
Yeah, I've been wanting to play with a live drum set, particularly Posture, that song we had on the first record. And I hated the way that it sounded with those tiny drums. And I really wanted to recreate it. And I think a lot of even that inspired, like, what if we just started playing drums? But I wrote a lot of these songs as loops. I was doing a lot of really personal writing time and playing a lot of solo sets. And so a lot of the songs are like repetitive parts that didn't have anything else to them. It was just me layering guitar over it.
So you talked about how the band Kolozhanka and the things that you went into this project wanting to do have really come full circle in creating this community of especially women musicians. And now you're heading off. You're moving to New York. You're taking on another project, which doesn't necessarily mean the end of this one. But tell me a little bit about how this feels to come to this point with this group.
I could cry. I'm really lucky. I know collaboration across the country is like something that everyone says they'll do and they can't. It's hard. It takes time. And so I'm excited to see how my writing translates through a computer across the country. And it doesn't feel like an end, which is nice, but it is in some ways. Which sucks. I don't know. I feel very speechless about it. I'm still processing, apparently, like what it means.
Do you feel like you've said with this group what you wanted to say?
Oh, I'm never done talking, I guess. But yes, I've been very happy, particularly with the way that we kind of like whipped up this album. I needed to say those things, and we definitely did that. So for this round, yes, I feel very good.
All right, so you're going to take us out on a song. What song?
This one's called Things to Do at 3 a.m. Drove myself to the hospital at 3 a.m. Told myself I wouldn't call you at 3 a.m. ever again. I don't like to relay race just to watch others win. Watch myself sit alone, vomit into the nearest trash can.